What is your favorite kind of summer read? Have you been waiting to dig into a riveting 1,000-page biography over the vacation, or is it time for guilty pleasures, romance novels, mysteries, science fiction? Well, NPR's Lynn Neary caught up with some book critics to find what they are reading this summer.
Freelance critic Marcela Valdez doesn't really care what kind of book she's reading, as long as she can get lost in it on a summer's day.
I like a book that erases the rest of the world. That it doesn't matter, actually, if you're at the beach or you're in an armchair in your house, but that the whole rest of the world kind of falls away.
This year, the book that had that effect on Valdez was And the Mountains Echoed by Khaled Hosseini. Valdez says it's a complex novel, but at its heart is the story of a father who sells one of his children to save the rest of his family. Hosseini's genius, says Valdez, is that he uses multiple viewpoints to explore the effects of this decision.
There are 9 chapters, and each one is told from the perspective of a different character. So the effect is a little bit like seeing that great movie, Rashomon. You think you know what happened, and you think you know who got hurt and how and why. And then with each chapter, you have to begin revising your understanding of the events.
Another book that absorbed Valdez is The Sound of Things Falling by Juan Gabriel Vasquez. The main character, Antonio Yamara, grew up in Bogota in the 1980s, at the height of the drug war. As an adult, he is injured when a friend is killed in a drive-by shooting. It shatters his life and sweeps him up into the mystery of his friend's death.
Vasquez talks about how Bogotanos of that area kind of got inured to that violence, got toughened to it. But when Yamara catches that bullet, even though that period in Colombian history is over, that toughness just falls away, and it reveals this terrorized soul.
Washington Post critic Ron Charles recommends a book about people who are living through a reign of terror, A Constellation of Vital Phenomena by Anthony Mara. It begins in a small Chechen village that is caught up in the fighting between Russian troops and Chechen rebels. A young girl's father has just been taken away by the government. She's rescued by her father's friend, the village doctor.
So he takes her and he hides her somewhere. The book only takes 5 days, but it constantly falls back into the past and tells us how we got there and explores the lives of the people in this village. It's a very different kind of book, although it does circle through many different stories. It's beautifully written. It is absolutely heartbreaking.
A different kind of historical novel, Charles says, is The Sun by Philip Meyer. This is a sweeping story that traces the history of Texas through the saga of one family. Charles says this is also a novel that a reader can get lost in.
It's perfect for that. It's almost 600 pages. It is sprawling. In 3 parts, it tells the history of Texas and, by implication, the history of the United States. It starts back before the Civil War and moves all the way up past the Iraq War into 2012. It's just a remarkable book. And this is a big, exciting novel.
Now, if all that is too heavy for you, Laura Miller has another option, NOS 4A2. By Joe Hill. That odd title is a story in itself.
It's a license plate number of an evil car.
Put those letters and numbers together, say them out loud, and you'll hear a very significant name.
Nosferatu.
So you see where this is going. Miller says it's an epic, supernatural horror story that's a tribute to Stephen King. That's because Hill is King's son.
As I understand it, he doesn't usually do a Stephen King novel, but he decided to do it this time since he's established enough of a reputation on his own. And it's just uncanny, even a little spooky, that he can do it as well as his dad can.
And Miller makes the case for another candidate for a good summer read, the memoir. She recommends She Left Me the Gun by Emma Brox. It's the story of Brox's search for the truth about the traumatic events of her own mother's childhood. Miller says Brock's mother emerges as a true hero in the story.
She's just this amazing, funny, tough-talking, practical, incredibly loving mother who just made a safe place for her daughter in the world, despite the incredible danger and damage of her own childhood.
So go ahead, pick up a book, and get lost. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News.